One of the very important aspects of chanting is to become free from all offenses. There are various methods which Srila Prabhupada recommends. In one purport of Chaitanya Charitamrit, Srila Prabhupada says, by taking shelter of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, one becomes free from offenses. In another place, Srila Prabhupada says, by continuously chanting the holy name, one becomes free from offenses. The third remedy which I am reading today is from one purport of Srimad Bhagavatam, that famous verse of Prahlad Maharaj, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. So in the purport to that verse, Prabhupada gives a complete listing of the 10 offenses. And then Prabhupada writes that even if you are committing offense, one should not stop chanting. One should try to be offenseless. And he is quoting one book called Nama Kaumudi, where it is said that just like when you offend a Vaishnav, you should go to that particular Vaishnav and beg forgiveness. Similarly, since we are committing offense to the holy name, we should beg forgiveness from the holy name and compose, or rather read the prayers composed in glorification of the holy name. So Prabhupada gives one or two shlokas, and the authors of this book have elaborated on the different verses which one could say. Prabhupada writes here that one should chant these prayers to become free from offenses. So there is a very long list, but I will just read about three or four verses. First verse is quoted by Prabhupada, is from Rupa Goswami's Namashtaka. Nikhila Shruti Mauli Ratnamala Dyuti Nirajita Pada Pankajanta Ai Mukta Kule Upashyamananam Paritvastam Harinam Samsrayami. O Harinam, the tips of the toes of your lotus feet are constantly being worshipped by the glowing radiance emanating from the string of gems known as the Upanishads, the crown jewels of all the Vedas. You are eternally adored by liberated souls such as Narada and Shukadeva. O Harinam, I take complete shelter of you. The next verse is very famous from Srimad Bhagavatam. Nivritta tarsher upagiyamanat bhavoshadi shrota manobiramat kauttama shloka gunanuvadat puman virajate vina pashugnat. Descriptions of the Lord spoken by those who are free of material desires are the right medicine for the conditioned soul undergoing repeated birth and death, and they delight the ear and the mind. Therefore, who will cease hearing such glorification of the Lord except a butcher or one who is killing his own self? The next verse is from the Padma Purana. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shuddha Nitya Mukta Bhinna Nama Namitvam. The holy name of Krishna is transcendentally blissful. It bestows all spiritual benedictions, for it is Krishna himself, the reservoir of all pleasure. Krishna's name is complete. It is the form of all transcendental mellows. It is not a material name under any circumstances. It is no less powerful than Lord Krishna himself. Since Krishna's name is not contaminated by the material qualities, there is no question of being involved with Maya. Krishna's name is always liberated and spiritual. It is never conditioned by the laws of material nature. This is because the name of Krishna and Krishna are identical. Next verse is very easy, does not need a translation. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasti Eva Nasti Eva Nasti Eva Gatiranyata. Next verse is a very beautiful glorification by Sanatana Goswami in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Jayati Jayati Namananda Rupam Murari Viramati Nija Dharma Dhyana Puja Adi Yatnam Katampi Sakridatam Muktidam Praninam Yat Paramamamritam Ekam Jivanam Bhushanam Me. All glories of the blissful holy name of Sri Krishna, which causes the devotee to give up conventional religious meditation, duties and worship. When some or other uttered, even once by a living entity, the holy name awards him liberation. The holy name of Krishna is the highest nectar. It is my very life and my only treasure. The last one is from Rupa Goswami's Vidagdha Madhava, very famous verse. Tunde tundavani ratim vitunate tundavani labdaye karna krodha kadambini ghatayate karna bhute swaram cheta prangana sangini vijayate sarvindriyanam kritim no jane janita kiyadbir amrite krishnati varnadvai. I do not know how much nectar the two syllables Krishna have produced. When the holy name of Krishna is chanted, it appears to dance within the mouth. We then desire many, many mouths. When that name enters the holes of the ears, we desire many millions of years. And when the holy name dances in the courtyard of the heart, it conquers the activities of the mind. Therefore, all the senses become inert. So we can pray to the spiritual master and to the acharyas, to Rupa Goswami, that when will I be able to say this verse with the heart? Now I am saying, when will the 16 rounds get over? So someday, kabe habe bolo, we can beg to Harinam, beg the devotees who are relishing the holy name, that we may develop a drop of that attraction. Shri Harinam Prabhu ki jai. Now let us offer a respectful obeisance to all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord, who are just like desire trees, who can fulfill the desires of everyone and are full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. Vancha kalpataru vyasya kripat sindhu vyayavacha patitanam pavanebhya vaishnavebhya namana. Anantakudi Vaishnava Vrindiki.